Okay, expectation versus reality. Now, so many people wonder why they can't lose weight, or why they don't feel better, or why they're constipated, or why they can't get pregnant, why their skin isn't healthier, why their joints hurts, why they have low libido, right? And it goes on and on and on. But I want you to take a minute to think about why that may be. Because if you look at this slide here, you'll see that most people's expectations and their realities, they don't match. We aren't designed to be stressed, toxic, inflamed, infected, malnourished, and unrested, and yet expect our body to do something different, right? To easily thrive, to easily grow, to be able to reproduce, to be able to lose weight easily, feel amazing, eat anything that we want, have perfect bowel movements, and have amazing libido. This combination is just unnatural. And so the reason why so many people are struggling today is actually simple. It's because of nutrient poor food, right? That's causing deficiencies and hormone imbalances in the body. It's the fact that we live in a very toxic world, right? We have agrochemicals from pesticides sprayed on our foods. There's mold, there's heavy metals, environmental pollutants, EMF toxicity, electromagnetic fields from cell towers. It's all around us. And we're dealing with unprecedented levels of stress, not just mental, emotional stress, but also physical stress from lack of sleep, for example, and biochemical stress. And of course, all of this combined creates all sorts of dis-ease in the body. But I just want you to know that my clients who succeed the most are the ones who change their reality to meet their expectations. You can't expect to thrive and still continue making choices that don't match your expectations. So for example, you can take all the supplements in the world, okay? But if you're still going to eat fast food or that standard American sad diet on a regular basis, then nothing's going to change, right? You can clean up your diet all you want. But if you continue prioritizing a social life with a lot of late nights, alcohol and smoking, then again, nothing's really going to change. If you have indigestion and gut problems and you continue to eat on the run and just shoving food down your throat and not making mealtime a priority and slowing down and chewing your food, then no supplement is going to help you. So before you ask me about, well, what's that one magic pill or solution for, you know, X condition or symptom, I want you to take a minute and really be honest with yourself. And think about your daily choices. Does your reality meet your expectations? Do they match? And if not, are you ready and willing to make the sacrifices that you need to meet your expectations? And if so, then I'm here and I'm ready to guide you, because health is a journey and there's always more work to be done.